time.
Well, I told you.
No need to crow, is there?
I wasn't crowing.
Oh, well, I told you so is the definition of crowing. What are you looking for?
Something to cook, an actual meal.
No, we don't need a meal, do we?
I do.
Oh, I'd be happy with a bit of toast and banana.
Why don't we go to the pub?
The pub?
Yeah, come on.
But I really am perfectly happy with toast.
Mum, you can't live on toast.
Ah, well, you can, actually.
It's not a balanced diet.
Oh, I am not a toddler who needs feeding mushy carrot.
I'm not offering you mushy carrot. I'm offering you dinner and a glass of wine.
Have you finished with that glass, darling?
No, not yet.
Brian.
Yes, Lillian.
Isn't it your wedding anniversary this Friday?
Yes. Would have been 50 years.
The big one.
Yep. But we didn't make it.
No.
Well, what can you do?
Well, you cannot cause a huge upset for your entire family.
Do you really think that's fair, to bring Jenny into this?
Well, why not?
This isn't on me, you know. Adam started this fire and then Debbie threw on the petrol.
But so you're entirely innocent of all wrongdoing?
Well, obviously I'm not. No one is.
But if my sister were here, if she were still here, what do you think she would say to you?
Oh, I think she'd be saddened that it had come to this. As am I, by the way.
Oh, you don't seem at all sad.
Well, I am, as a matter of fact. But back to Jenny, I mean, she'd be sad, but she'd respect my decision.
Honestly? That is honestly what you think?
Absolutely.
Well, then you are kidding yourself, because I think she'd be horrified.
The partnership wasn't working, Lillian. Just wasn't. And sometimes you have to face reality.
Tracy.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Linda.
May I have a glass of chilled house white, please?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm meeting Robert for an early aperitif.
Oh, that's nice.
But I also wanted a word with Lillian. Is she about?
She was, yeah. She might be in the garden.
We need to start planning the fete, you see.
What do you want, Mum?
I'll have a G&T, please, Anna.
Hello, little girl. How are you?
My daughter is insisting we come out for dinner.
Yes, I'm awful like that.
Well, that sounds very nice.
The machine's ready, Linda.
Oh, sorry, Tracy.
Lovely, thanks very much.
Mum, why don't you go and sit outside in the sun?
I could do, I suppose.
Yes. Come outside with me, Carol, then we can have a bit of a catch-up.
Oh, all right, yes, that sounds really nice.
Let me just grab my wine.
Oh, yes, you don't want to forget that.
So, one G&T, and what can I get for you?
I'd like a really large glass of red, please.
Anything in particular?
I don't really care.
Oh, long day.
Yeah, it has been a long day, yes. And my mother is driving me slightly insane.
Oh, well, yeah, I know that feeling.
All I do is try and help her, and all she does is resist me every inch of the way. And I know it's horribly disloyal of me to say this to you right now, but honestly, this week I'm really feeling it.
I'm the same, you know, except with my dad.
Oh, really?
I mean, I love him to bits, but he drives me up the wall.
Yeah, well, she lives here, and I'm not here. And that's quite tricky as well. I mean, the back and forth of it.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Does your dad live with you?
He does usually, but he's actually staying with my brother at the moment, which seems to be going okay. Surprisingly okay, really.
Oh, well, that's good. So that gives you a bit of a break.
Yeah, it does, but can't last. I mean, it won't last.
Right. But how long have you been looking after your dad?
Oh, years now.
And how long has he been away?
Since Sunday.
Oh, well, that's nothing, is it?
No.
But still nice, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I feel a bit anxious about it, to be honest.
Right.
Like, is Clive really taking proper care of him?
Yeah. I can't imagine my brother being much good with my mum, having the patience.
Well, that's it, yeah.
But actually, my brother's dead, so it's sort of irrelevant anyway.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's sad for my mum, but... I honestly don't think it'd have been any help whatsoever in this phase of our lives.
Why does it just fall to one person? That's what I don't get. There's six of us. Me, my sister, and four brothers. But it's me who does all the work.
Well, I suppose part of it is that he lives with you.
Yeah, and I get that, I do. But Susan, my sister, is only up the road.
Maybe you should ask her to take more on.
I have, and she tries. She makes more effort, but things just, I don't know, They just slip.
I can imagine.
Everyone's busy, aren't they?
Yes, but that's not an excuse for leaving it all to you, is it?
No, it's just what happens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to get into all this.
No, it's quite nice. Actually, it's a relief to talk to someone in the same boat.
Really?
Don't worry that I sound like an awful person.
Oh, no, you don't. Not to me, anyway.
I love her so much.
Same here. But sometimes I think I'm going to burn out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's when you need support, isn't it?
You need it before you burn out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is difficult, isn't it?
Well, it is, rather. After the explosion at Grey Gables, I had to rely on Robert for everything.
Mm.
And it does impact on your relationship.
Oh, of course it does.
I felt like a burden.
Yes, of course. But that is precisely what I resist. And yet Anna seems determined to make me her burden.
Mm.
I don't understand that. I really don't. I fear she suffers from a sort of martyr syndrome.
She just wants you to be safe and well looked after, doesn't she?
Yes, perhaps.
Can you talk to her? You know, just be honest with her.
Yes. But it's not easy, is it?
Oh, no, it's not easy.
I mean, this is the second time she's been to see me in 3 days. And it's a long way at the end of a long day.
Well, she obviously cares a great deal.
Yes. Yes. I know, I'm very lucky.
Do you know the thing I really hated when I was out and about with Robert and people would ask him what I wanted? You know that does he take sugar cliche?
Yes.
Once or twice I just wanted to scream at someone in a cafe or wherever, I'm right here, you know.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I've definitely felt that way. Especially when someone calls you dear.
Oh,
oh, save me from dear. Oh, dear. Oh, Linda, but you see, I suppose the key difference between you and I is that you recovered. Whereas I'm not going to recover from being elderly, am I? Oh, I mean, not that I think of myself as elderly at all.
Good.
My mind is young. Well, at least on a good day.
Hi. Sorry I was ages.
You're probably dying of thirst out here, aren't you, Mum?
Well, no, I'm all right. Linda and I were just having quite a nice chat, weren't we?
We most certainly were.
Auntie Lillian.
Alice.
I found the spare keys at the office. I thought you might want them.
Oh, great. Thanks, darling. That's good of you.
No, no problem.
Everything all right?
Yeah? Yeah, good, thanks.
You know, your father's currently sitting in the beer garden.
I see.
Just had a bit of a barney, actually.
Really?
Oh, well, that's not a barney. But you know me, Alice. I don't hold back. I told him your mother would be appalled by him.
Oh, what did he say?
And flannel about how Jenny would have respected his decision, but honestly, tell it to the birds, Brian.
Fallon says to tell you we've only got 3 ham and leek pies left.
All right, thanks, Tracy.
Well, I'll just go and speak to Dad.
Okay, darling. Good luck.
Thanks.
What's Alice need look for? Not that it's any of my business.
No, Brian has been particularly Brian. Well, worse, actually.
Oh, yeah. All these parents, they specialise in their own brand of themness.
Yeah. Well, I suppose my son probably says that about me.
Hi, Dad.
Alice.
Can I sit down?
Sure.
Lillian mentioned you were up here.
Oh, did she?
Why do you say it like that?
Because I fear Lillian's agenda.
Well, she is a bit concerned.
Yes, don't worry, don't worry. She's already given me an earful.
Dad, are you really going to go through with this?
Yes.
It just seems like a bit of an overreaction.
Can you have an overreaction to betrayal?
Betrayal? How have I betrayed you? I was genuinely worried about you.
Betrayed me because you should have talked to me.
I did talk to you, and you batted my concerns away.
Because they had no merit. I mean, do I look like someone who's lost their marbles?
No. No, you don't, except for
what?
Well, This decision to withdraw the land from the partnership is wildly illogical and arguably part of a pattern of very odd behaviour.
Oh, not this again.
Dad,
I'm so tired of hearing
this. Yeah, well, I'm sorry if it's boring you. But your decision doesn't make sense. And to me, it feels very much like a punishment.
Well, it's not. It's not a punishment. It's just me making a bid for freedom. And I know no one else is happy, Alice, but I am. I am, all right? And you will have to just get over it and get on. Get on with the rest of your lives and leave me to get on with mine.